delivery with no minimum order. Drive up and then drive off. Target run and done.
WSOL HD2 Yulee. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
All the world over sound, easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free.
You should see.
Jacksonville's greatest hits. Sunny 102.3.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the king of the fish dip, Altman.
Hey, okay, we're back, hour number two. We've got Devin on the phone from South Florida, Boynton area. Is that correct, Devin?
That is correct, yep. I cover pretty much West Palm all the way down to Boynton.
Okay. And you boat, more or less, everything's out of a boat,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, everything offshore.
And size of the boat?
It is. I fish with on my buddy's boat. It's a 27 Onslow Bay.
Okay, nice boat.
With powered by twin Mercury 350 Verados.
Wow, nice boat. Yeah, I'm not sure if you're familiar since you're in the deal, but you ever heard of a boy named Captain Bill Womer?
Yes, I have. Billy Womer. I sure have.
Yeah, Billy and Bobby.
Oh yeah, Billy personally, really nice guy.
Yeah. I went off on the spice drum with them one weekend. He told me to come on down after the season was over, and we went out on that boat. That boat was awesome, buddy.
Yeah, it's got that 35 Contender powered by three Yamaha 300s.
That's correct. Yep.
Yep, gorgeous boat.
Now I think when I went down with him, he had Evinrude's on it at the time.
Oh yeah, he just had it repowered.
Yep.
In the process of.
Yep. And Bobby, real good friend. I think he was canine. Now he's photography, doing real good in photography down there.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yep.
So,
yeah, but great guys. We fish his tournament. He fishes our tournament. Our tournament's coming up in September. We have the X Generation Anglers for Soldiers, KDW. We support the Forgotten Soldiers Outreach Program.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's something like what we're doing up here, Donnie, with Heroes on the Water, but this is kayak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know kayak fishing is big up in your guys'
Oh, area. Yes, it is. Now, I don't know what's happened the last, 8-10 months, but kayak sales everywhere has fallen off. I think right now it seems to be kind of saturated, but I'm sure it'll come back eventually.
There's just so many manufacturers.
Yeah, there's so many manufacturers out there now that so many choices.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And, yep. I mean, there was all the time that Hobie was the real deal. That's what everybody wanted. And now there's so many other manufacturers. Yep.
Hobie, Native, Old Town, all those. And you've got, gosh, I could sit here all day and name off of kayaks. But as far as your offshore, how far out do you need to go to get some good fish?
Down by us, the Gulf Stream is very close. We have to get to the Gulf Stream, we're about 5-10 miles out at the most here. You go further down to the Keys, you got to go anywhere from 15 to 30 miles out.
Right.
We only have to go 60 up here.
Only.
Gotta make a run.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we had to run 30 miles out in the Keys, which is kind of unheard of out there. We got to 1,200 feet of water, and then we run and gun this weekend to find those three nice fish. I mean, we caught 28 pounds, about a 20 pound cow, two 28 and 28 pound cow. And then our biggest fish was about a 35 pound bull.
Ooh, nice.
Which is a great fight when you're only fighting it on, light tackle. I was on 20-pound test fighting the fish.
Wow.
Now, what's going on with SKA down there? Everything still good to go or what?
Oh, SKA, yep, SKA is good. It's, we're coming into the off-season now, and then next year it'll ramp up again for the East Coast and West Coast tournaments. There was a time that SKA kind of got a little shaky, but, they're doing very strong right now.
Great. Good deal.
Devin, I take it you're not from South Florida. I pick up a little northeastern accent.
No, well, I'm in the military, so I do a lot of traveling. I've been in Virginia. I've lived in South Carolina, but originally from Florida.
Do you say? So you've been up in West Virginia?
I've visited, I've been in just in Virginia. So I've been in Williamsburg, and I visit a lot of different parts up there too.
Do you say out or out?
Out. Out.
Outdoors.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Devin. I tell you what, I'd like to get you set up maybe to call in every week or every other week if that's convenient for you. Maybe call in, just give us a report of what's going on down there, and I will hook up with you maybe during the week and set up a segment where we can get you about 15 minutes on the show every week and give us a report of what's going on. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
And I think I hooked up with you on Facebook the other night, so I can contact you that way.
Sure did, yep. Just shoot me a message on Facebook. Before I get off, I wanted to say don't forget to download the Fish Florida app.
Absolutely.
Victoria Brinkley's been doing a lot of hard work for us down here, and her if you'd like to, download the app and you can see all the products and services she's able to provide for everyone.
Yes, that app is just unbelievable. I just can't stress enough, the importance of everything that she's got on there. It's shopping in one place. Everything you need is absolutely on that one app.
Absolutely.
So, it's fantastic, and we're glad to be part of it too. So, all right, Devin, we'll touch bases with you during the week. Get you set up, my friend.
All right, looking forward to talking to you guys next
week. All right,
buddy,
have a good weekend.
Have a good one.
All right, as we mentioned, we are now Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show, brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach. We are still on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville. The phone number's still the same at 831-1023. The fishing website has changed. It is now fishfloridagonefishing.com. Go by there, check it out. You'll see what we're talking about. In studio today, Linnea Holiday,
hello,
Donnie
hello.
Leeper, and Keith, the Real Guy Secor. Keith, we're working together tomorrow, aren't we?
Yep.
Did you almost say unfortunately?
I love working with Joe, man. We have a good time.
Yeah.
Does Charlie still work with y'all?
No.
No, sir.
No. We'll just say no.
But in any case, I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
You asked beginning of the show.
Okay.
Here's where I'm at as far as the reels. Not so much with the rods, because I really still enjoy doing those. But when I started doing this with some arm twisting from Rick back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
That's when my son was born.
I'm a little bit younger, and I still had a lot of energy, which I don't have anymore.
Doing a little bit of cement work.
And still doing the concrete work, working in the store, pouring lead for the store. He got me doing the jigs for the store, and I was doing the reels.
Okay.
Okay. I'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd see my bed sometime around 11, 12 o'clock at night. And I had three stores I was doing reels for at the time. I had B&M, I had C&H, and I had Rick's.
Okay.
Then I had a store up in Savannah. He used to send me reels down here. So I'm running out of gas. Plain and simple. I mean, you know, you've gone through the medical issues mm-hmm. with your wife the last couple of years.
Right.
Love my wife to death. She's got some serious back and hip problems. So not only am I doing everything outside the house, but I'm also doing a majority of stuff in the house.
Yes.
All right. So I'm just running out of gas, and I'm running out of time to get stuff done.
Okay.
And I, as being a real repair person, as far as the city of Jax goes, there's only one or two left that are doing reels that do not send them out.
Really?
Yes.
Gracious.
Gentleman Willie, I've heard his name many times. He's over there around Ortega. He's doing them. And if you should be listening, call me. I'd like to talk to you about taking over some of the stuff that I got to do.
There you go. If anybody does real repair for a hobby and is really good at it, you might want to give Keith a call.
You might
be able to talk up some deal.
He makes a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, so he does.
It's
expensive.
Yeah.
parts aren't cheap. You got shipping involved and all of that. And, I mean, I got a guy up in New Hampshire that does it. He charges $25 an hour, period.
Wow.
He spends an hour and a half on your reel. That's costing you $37.50, plus the parts, plus his shipping. Then he throws another 40% on top of that. I mean, the guy's expensive. I mean, the way I came up with my prices, we're looking at what Penn, Daiwa, Shimano, what they charge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with the average between the three. But with me, you don't pay shipping to them. You don't pay shipping back.
So in other words, say I went in and I've got a $125 Penn reel.
Right.
And for some reason, it's kind of shot. Do I bring it to you and wind up paying $95 to $100 for repair charges?
If it's going to be more than half of what the reel costs, you will get a phone call before I order parts.
Okay.
You know, like I had one guy, he had a small Penn International, and that thing was a mess. It took $86 just in parts to fix it. All right. And it's an older reel. It's a 40-year-old reel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it up and run as smooth as a baby, and you like the kingfish with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the lever drag.
Okay.
With vibration stuff will move, and he would lose the amount of drag he wanted to keep on. It wouldn't keep that way. Well, he brings it back to me. I gave him his money back, and I kept the reel, but and I'm selling that same reel to a guy I wanted for bottom fishing for $250. And, you know, there's advantages to it. But I'm just plain running out of gas, and I'm running out of time.
Somebody needs to give Keith a call. I'm serious, though. If you're into reel repairs, rod building, so on and so forth, give Keith a call. All right, you're listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show, brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle on Sunny 102.3 FM. In studio today, lovely Linnea Holiday.
Hello, hello.
She has always been part of this team here for quite a while. And she's always there whenever we need her. So, Donnie Leeper. Donnie.
She was my first co-host.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. Donnie Leeper. Donnie's always there when we give him a call. Keith Secor. You know Keith. He's there for everybody. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back. 904-831-1023. Fish Florida, gonefishing.com. Stand by.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Hey, okay, we're back.
Hello.
In studio, Linnea, Donnie, and Keith. Rick is out. Goofing off.
He's probably out cold.
He's been going back and forth with me on the darn phone, man.
you can't keep him down. Come on now.
I think it was my wife or something. My gosh, man. Get a life, boy. I'm glad you got a life. All right. Phone number 904-831-1023. You want to give us a call? You got any questions? You want to talk about some fishing? Speaking of fishing, the Fishing Connection is being distributed as we speak. And everyone that is on the Fishing Connection Facebook page, there is a list of spots where you can pick up your copy. We had put it out a week or so ago, so everybody should have no excuse on where to get one, but you need to get them within the first couple of weeks because they go quick. All right.
Everybody noticed the bait's been changing up out in the creeks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And talk about that. What's going on with that?
Well, we didn't get out very long last weekend. We got out Sunday. The shrimp it was basically gone. There's no more little grass shrimp or anything. They're basically all gone. I saw glass minnows, mud minnows, mullet.
Finger mullet.
Little finger mullet, not real big ones. Some big ones that were out there, but they were just kind of random. So the bait's all changed up. The reds are all moving around. It's all over the place again. I was like, oh, okay, we're not there. We were there last weekend, but we're no longer there. Where are we?
Your choice of fishing equipment, artificial or live?
Oh, it's artificial by far. I love artificial. Big time hunting. So we lured some of the reds out of the grass with top water. We work, Steve and I work together. He throws more subsurface. So it'll be, like, stick baits, myrdines, plastics, goes to the jig head, some different colors of plastic.
And does Steve still get out in the yak, or is he more boat now?
He and I'll go out in the yak off and on, but we do a lot of boat because then we can hunt a lot of areas and then get ready for a kayak tournament and then go decide where we're going to launch, how we're going to launch, and how we're going to get out. Because we fish it, one of our favorite spots is it's notorious for getting stuck out there if you can't, time the tide right. So, and when it goes out really fast sometimes.
Who's been stuck? You've been stuck. Yep. I know you've been
stuck.
I
unstuck myself.
Keith, you've been stuck?
I got stuck out in Mill Cove. It was probably 18 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That seems to be a notorious place. Donnie, you ever? Yes.
No. Yeah. I've been lucky, I guess.
Yeah.
It was probably about 40 feet off of Goat Island. I'm fighting this big jack, and I got up so I can make turn 360 degrees, and I hear it's crunch, crunch.
Whoopsie.
Water all around it, but there's that nice
little island right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was fishing up in Charleston about 2 years ago and came in, and there was like it's the intercoastal waterway up there, but I came in this creek to this boat ramp, and there's like a old railroad trestle there. And the water, it was a full moon, and the tide just rushes out.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't pedal against it. It got real skinny in the creek, and I couldn't pedal against the tide. I mean, it was just wearing me out coming through this where this little bridge was, and couldn't get up underneath there. I just had to wait until it finally just evened out a little bit, and the current wasn't running so much.
Okay, I'm gonna ask a quick question. What does everybody who gets stuck do for 3+ hours, four plus hours.
I fished. I had deep water all around me.
Okay. So you were lucky enough to get that done.
But it was, how Mill Cove is a really muddy bottom?
Right.
And I wasn't about to step out and try to push.
let me help you out. I know how that is. We had a little incident where I got thrown out of the boat in Mill Cove.
Yeah.
And it was at low tide, and I stood up, and of course I was to my waist. And, that wasn't very pleasant. But, where I got stuck, I was out on a flat. The water was way behind me, and it was land way ahead of me. And so, it was waist deep mud. It wasn't very pleasant.
Well, the deep enough water for that boat was probably about maybe 15 feet away.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, just to have to sit there.
It was a full body workout.
Yeah.
to get out of there. Yeah.
It's
interesting.
Being in a boat and a kayak's two different things. Kayaks, that's, you're limited in what you can do,
Yeah.
Boat, you can sit down a little bit more comfortable. You can get up. You can stretch. You can walk around.
Well, I had a cooler full of drinks and food. I was good.
Well, I was intending on staying out in it. I was just like, we got food. We got drinks. Everything's hunky-dory. And then Rick called me and goes, there is an ugly, ugly lightning storm coming your way. And I went, oh, great. And I could see the storm. I thought it was going to maybe go around us. And I went, okay, well, I'll get out of here. And so I had tied the two kayaks together nose to nose, and I had, you know, about 20 feet between them. And I sat up on the nose of my kayak, grabbed the rope, and pulled Kyle's kayak, and then was able to, once I got it to break the suction of the mud, I slid it across the mud, and then to where I was at the back end, I was looking at the back end of his kayak. So then I jumped onto his kayak and walked my way through the mud to the nose of his kayak, and then I grabbed the rope of the rope that was tied between the two of them and jerked mine, and, you know, and basically just, you know, walked him across the mud until I got to shore. And right when I got, I mean, lightning was hitting, it was pouring. And yeah, it was not pleasant. And I just, you know, Kyle, go to the car. You know?
When I used to fish out of that Mariner, I was out with cousin Jeff and cousin Rob out at Nassau Sound one day.
Ooh.
And one of those storms moved in. They went under the bridge or something. I was over closer to like a beach. So I got out of the kayak, put the drive about 50 feet away from me, and turned my kayak upside down on top of me. I was scared. I mean,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask. You know,
lightning was everywhere.
What is the situation? You're out in the middle of the water, and all of a sudden you turn your shoulder, and there it is, and lightning is popping everywhere.
And you start pedaling.
What do you do?
You start pedaling.
Well, and I also took the seat out. The seat in those Mariners was very easy to. It was like three little clickers, and you were just, you know, right out.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the drive in the seat like 50 feet down the shore, and I came back and I took that Mariner and pulled from one side, put the kayak on top of me. And I mean, like I said, I was a grown man laying there shaking because, I mean, it was that lightning was popping everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just, you know, it was not a pretty day.
When I ran into a situation like that at Cruise Ship Creek.
Yeah.
But you remember where the bridge is, where everybody's going to the terminal.
I've sat under that bridge many times.
Yeah. And I was lucky enough to have that bridge there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was popping everywhere around me. It was, you know, you could hear sizzles, and it wasn't good.
It smelled funny. smell.
Well, we were fishing Tony's tournament one time, and we went out, we were heading out in that creek to fish. And that's when everybody, after that year, you know, all I got was like fourth place. But after that year, that Dunn's Creek ramp,
right?
100 people there, you know, in the morning. But anyway, we were going toward from that old trailer there to that bridge, and this lightning struck, and there was like sparks falling out of the air. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, we've got to get out of that bridge. And I was like, you know, I didn't know if it was going to hit. And I had that power pole on the back of it sticking up 8 feet.
Wow. That's good.
I was waiting for that thing to get shattered into a million pieces and me get blown out of the kayak into the water.
What's going on with the Netty? Where are we at?
So we're still getting some raffle prizes. We have all the sponsorship monies in. We're just working on mainly right now getting a lot, you know, we got a lot of nice stuff coming, but this year we got, I mean, some people that have, you know, given us stuff before.
Yeah.
They just not answering emails and stuff, and so I'm just, you know, kind of, you know, maybe give them one more reminder thing and just see what happens. But it's going to be the raffles are going to be different sponsors this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting like iFly, that new place, trying to get them to come on board. You know, just the thing is that what these people, I'm sure they understand it. And a lot of nice things is now is these places have like a form you can fill out on their website for asking for donations, so you don't have to just send a random email and the person doesn't get it.
Right.
But, you know, like I'm fixing to go by and pick up two certificates from Autobahn. If you go in there, they only give you one race for two people. And if you go in there, you're, you know, chances are you're going to do a couple, two or three more. So it's a good thing for them.
It usually just stimulates the business.
I mean, if you give somebody a gift card from a restaurant,
they usually spend more than the gift card.
Right. They're going to go in there and they're going to buy some drinks. And it's like, you know, hey, we got to couple drink things here, but we're on track and we're getting there. We're gonna open up registration here real soon.
We got a hot pink pole for the women's division.
Yeah, we got
are you doing that again?
Yeah. So this is we just got a new sponsor, but they donated $1,000 to us. I think we're gonna do a winner take all slam.
Oh wow.
The whole $1,000 goes, because we were gonna break it up, maybe do like a women's division or something. I think we're going to do a winner-take-all slam.
Okay. 904-831-1023. Fish Florida, gonefishing.com. Check that website out.
Call
Download the app. Caller, hold tight. We'll get with you on the top of the next break. There, hold on.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for only $9.99. Check out the new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, open 7 days a week. See us on Facebook at Z-Best The Original.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, losing weight, strengthening your heart. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen your community. At the Y, children learn what they can achieve. Families spend quality time together, and we all build relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. Visit FirstCoastYMCA.org to learn more about the Johnson Family YMCA on Cleveland Road. For more than a workout, for a better us.
You won't use Zelle to repay me for the Renaissance Fair tickets because it's not historically accurate? Wench, please.
Split better. Request money with Zelle. Look for Zelle in your banking app.
Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Zelle is an early warning services trademark.
Volunteer for the psych department experiment, they said. Easy money, they said. Maybe they should have said, use Zelle to ask mom for the money, but next time.
Back to school better. Send money to your college kid with Zelle. Look for Zelle in your banking app.
Terms and conditions apply.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, a back-to-school message from Puffs Tissues. Back to school, kids will soon head to learn to make new friends and spread new germs. But ordinary tissues can leave noses red, so send them off with Puffs instead. Protect their school-bound noses. It's all you can do to keep a little red nose from coming home to you. Even in the classroom, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Okay, Pickles, smile for Daddy's gram.
Aw, cute. Are you smiling because Daddy's got 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month?
You know dogs can't actually smile.
Nuh-uh, look at him. Who loves data? You do, little popper whopper snuffle lump.
Woof. Sorry.
Join the 10 million customers already smiling on Cricket and get 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 a month.
Unlimited plan only required on all 4 lines. Discount per line varies. Data speed limited to max 3 megabits per second. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, Cricket may slow data speeds when network is busy. Fees, usage, and restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. See store for details.
Hey, Paul.
Sprint turn.
Did you know you can switch to Sprint and get both our unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR included?
Go on.
For just $35 per month per line for 5 lines of unlimited.
Go on.
And iPhone XR has a longer lasting battery life.
Go on.
Well, that's it. It's that simple.
It sure is. Plus, Sprint is offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. An unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR for just $35 per month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone XR 64GB, $15 a month, up to $16.25 a month. Credit for 18 months. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remain balance due. Unlimited basic after 9:30/20. Pay $32 per month for line with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, 30-day activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Okay, we're back.
Hello.
Believe it or not, it's too much detergent in your laundry.
Yeah.
That's why I Tide Pod?
That's why I only wash. That's no, why I only wash my towels in just vinegar. I get a gallon of vinegar. I go blip, 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 and throw like two cups in there. Salt.
Is Joe, Rick on the Joe, phone? Okay. Look that way.
Is Rick on the phone?
Well,
we have two people.
Oh gosh.
Oh.
Should we take him? All right, yeah, we'll go ahead and take him.
Tell him we're busy.
Hello, caller. Can we help you?
Hello, yes. I'm part of the Fish Florida Media Group.
Oh. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Unlike
we're expecting your call, Rick.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, a little bit about myself. I'm a competitive bass fisherman.
Okay. Bass? Did we lose him?
Hello? Uh-oh. We lost our caller.
There you go. Try it again, Rick.
You know.
Okay, yeah, we were getting in and out. Go ahead.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah. Well, I'm a freshwater fisherman.
Okay. There we go. A little change of pace. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, and I do more of the bass fishing.
Yes.
Especially here in Central Florida. We're around the Leesburg, Orlando area, all around there. But we fish pretty much all the state of Florida. But we tend to give out a freshwater report. We're, of course, part of the Fish Florida Media Group.
Right.
Okay.
With Victoria Brinkley, which we're very proud of her, and stand behind the Fish Florida Association. There are fantastic member services that you can get, and don't forget to download the Fish Florida Mobile app.
Absolutely.
However, you know, you can find us on Facebook. We do a live show every Sunday. Every Sunday, we do a live show on Facebook Live.
Right.
Okay.
And we also are working with Victoria to where we're able to stream it live on 300 different platforms. But, you know, we are one of the first, if not the first, to go and challenge to do it live, you know. And you can't guarantee a fish every cast.
No.
It's not pre-recorded. You're going to get the bloopers. I mean, when I catch a tree or a dock, you're going to see it, you know.
Yep.
Who was famous? And who was famous for that?
Bill Dance.
There
Bill
you Dance. Go.
that guy. I grew up watching Bill Dance as a kid. Actually, me and my wife, we got to meet him at ICAST.
Right
there in Orlando, and she actually broke it into tears. She came up to me. She goes, "Rick, Rick." I was like, "What? What? What's going on?" And we were at the Quantum booth, and she goes, "Guess who I just met? Guess who I see? Guess who I see?" I said, "Who'd you meet? Who'd you see?" She goes, "Bill Dance." I was like, "No way." She goes, "Yes, Bill Dance." You know, and this is a guy that we grew up watching. I mean, and he kept it real. And I mean, that's kind of our slogan, is keeping it real.
Yeah.
So when we see him, you know, we go up there, we shake his hand, we get our pictures taken, and she's got tears coming out of her eyes. And he's like, "Honey, you know, relax. It's okay, you know." But it's just, that's what we grew up watching, you know, from hitting your shins on the tow hitch to breaking your rods when you shut the tailgate. I mean, it happens to all of us, you know. So, you know, that's why we go out there, and we keep it family. It's about family fishing and fun.
Right.
And we go out there from my granddaughter to my daughters to my wife. We all go out on the boat. We stream it live. And like I said, if I catch an 8.5-pound largemouth and I got to release it and I fall in the water.
It's on tape.
You, see, you know what I mean?
It's on tape. So how is it down there? What are you using? What is, you know, I go back to bass fishing in my younger years.
I do it now.
And
off
the first thing that I always pulled out of my little tackle box was the old purple worm.
Everyone likes the
Does
purple
anybody
worm.
Use them anymore?
Yes.
Do
yep.
they?
Well, we sell them in the store.
Well, I mean, you know, what they call a, you know, the purple worm or, you know, just any kind of, me, myself, I use like a ribbon tail worm in a June bug color. All right, June bug is like the Florida staple when it comes to worms.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with using a worm is it's not very fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know? That's why I like top water.
You're feeling someone using a worm, you're like, "Oh, yeah, great. There he goes," you know? No, I am a top water king. I love top water.
Oh, mm-hmm. Gosh.
You me
got,
too.
You got
and
Linnea.
Me.
Linnea in here. She's top water too, buddy.
I like that top water explosion.
Oh, God. You know it.
Yeah. And no, that's what's fun to film. I mean, when I throw a popper out there or, you know, a skipping bait or anything of that nature, most of the time I use a topwater popper.
Yep.
And my wife will zoom up in the popper and get the explosion. And that's what yep. we're going for. That's what you want to see. It excites me, it excites her, and it excites the viewers. And that's what I want, you know.
When was the last time you used a good old-fashioned jitterbug? I've still got six of them, the old balsa wooden ones.
Hey, well, that's like that. What was that? The devil horse that Rapala put out, the double prop bait.
Right.
You know, I still have one of those, but I haven't used it in years. It's the old balsa wood, double prop, treble hooks on there. But no, I mean, as of late, what I found works really well is the Rattling Chug Bug by Storm. And it works fantastic. It has rattles in it, and you can actually pop it. You can skip it. You can walk the dog with it.
Yep.
It works really well for me, you know.
Yeah, but it still isn't nothing like being out there in pitch black dark and listening to the sound of that jitterbug coming across the water. And a hula popper. Don't forget that one.
Oh, no, hula popper is the classic, you know.
And yeah, I know. I'm showing my age. I used them when they were brand new.
Well, that's like we were out there, and it was morning time or late in the evening. And, you know, it sounded like big bullfrogs. And my wife was going, what is that noise? Is that a bullfrog? And I said, no, that's not a bull. That's a gator, you know. And she's like, no way. I said, yeah, that's gator.
Yep.
You know, and
that mating also, call.
Yeah, that's the mating call. And we just got out of that season. So you heard it. I mean, especially here in these lakes in Central Florida, you heard it all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was kind of eerie, you know.
Wow. The gator population anywhere south between Okeechobee and Orlando is just unbelievable. You know, up here we've got, what is it, Guana? You've got that certain season when everybody's, you know, kayaking out here, and you're basically instructed.
You hear the gators bellowing.
You hear them bellowing and making a racket, you know. It's like people get curious and they go to, you know, pedal over to the shore, and it's like, no, that's a no-no. You know.
That's a no-no.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I said, I'm in a bass boat. I mean, I hands down, I've got all the respect for people in kayaks or even canoes, because I've seen some of the size of gators in there.
Right.
And even in my bass boat, I feel a little bit eerie, you know?
Yeah, it's a little, you know darn good and well, if they want up in there, they're going to come up in there if they have the gumption.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, you know? And but really the big ones, that they don't tend to mess with us. You know, bass fisherman wise, it's the little ones. The little ones are menacing.
They'll chase the top water like nobody's business.
Oh my goodness!
Well, they're kids; they don't have any sense.
I know, right?
And they will go after.
Oh yeah,
it's over with. You know, and what do? You know, if you hook one, you know,
cut the line and say
bye-bye. Cut the line, baby.
Never mind. You can have it. I don't want it anymore.
You always got the fool that'll sit there and try to fight it. You know. And until they get it up to the boat or the kayak, and then they change their mind real quick, you know.
Right, you know, and then it's like, oh, no, never mind, yeah.
It's not like you have that rifle ready to go like you watch on TV all the time, and, you know.
Right.
And them Cajun guys up there, they do that every day, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what they do. We don't do that down here.
No.
Or at least I don't, you know.
No.
Like, oh, no. You won.
Yeah.
But, no, but the fishing's been great. You know, with all the high pressure and with the rains here in Central Florida, the fish has been fantastic.
Good.
And there's a common motto that goes along. When the water rises, so do the fish. All right? That's bass fishing 101. Water rises, so do the fish.
Mm-hmm.
So for a topwater guy like myself, right now is
the killer time.
Premium time of the whole year. You know, the fish are coming to the top. You got shag going on. You got a good bluegill, you know, movement too, but when the water comes up, them fish, them bait fish are going up shallow. Well, the big fish are chasing them up there. Right now, with the pressure, with the rain, with water coming up, top water's where it's at.
Yeah. Well, it's always where it's at for me. But I'm biased.
Ian, cut this guy off.
Rick, I tell you what we'd like to do, buddy. We'd like to get you to give us a call, you know, every other week or something, and touch bases with it. Give us a report on the fresh water down there in Central Florida. You think you might be able to do that for us?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Hook up with Victoria if you wish. She'll give you the info to contact me, and we'll get you hooked up.
Hey, sounds great, man. Appreciate
Rick?
It.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Caller, stand by after this break. We will get you on as soon as we get back from this break. Hold tight. I see you've been with us for a minute or two. All right, hold tight.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. RealKeeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Here's a message about our good friend Big Jim over at Fat Cat's Trailer Repair. Big Jim has decided to go strictly mobile with his repair business. I guess he'll change the name to Fat Cat's Mobile Trailer Repair. Speaking of mobile, while loading the last box from his shop, it seems as though Big Jim managed to tear everything there is to tear in his knee. Big Jim will be getting a new knee in late June. Here's the number that Big Jim wants you not to call, for a month or two anyway. 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat's Mobile Trailer Repair.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rod.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Hey, okay, we're back.
Oh, there
last
he is.
Segment.
We got a caller.
All right, we got a caller, and I believe he called us right back. Let's see if we can get him on the line here just a second. Yep. Caller, go ahead. How you doing?
I was on hold all that time, and you hung up on me.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Wow. Oh, is that the Taylor we were thinking it was? That Taylor. Okay. We thought it was someone else. We wouldn't keep you on hold, Taylor. Right? What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Just did a couple cars before the rain came, and that was about it.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, you need to download the app that we're hooked into, buddy. Get that app on your phone and check that out. You want
Yeah,
you do. You really do.
Feeding time?
Yes.
I'm going to check that out. I'll try to check out the FWC's app, but so when I was checking the fishing feeding time, it said I was in Jacksonville. I'm like, what the hell? I'm in Ponte Vedra. I want to check the Jacksonville Beach fishing time. So then I went all the way to the pier and I checked the app again. And it still showed me in Jacksonville. I'm like, what the hell? It's off, you know?
Wow.
By GPS.
Oh, well.
What can you do?
Well, we sincerely appreciate the little job you did for us last Saturday. That was great. We can actually see out the windows, man. That was super.
For Keith, I always want to know, whenever you fix those reels, do people fix them because they just like them? They're lucky reels, or what's the deal with the reels?
Let's put it this way. On a lot of the older stuff, sentimental value.
Yeah, it really is.
They were their grandfather's reels or their dad's reels.
And they'll put $400 into a repair job, you know, for $30 reels. Unbelievable.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've been fishing for a while now, and I've had all kind of reels, and I've had cheap reels, and I've never had any Stratics or anything, but I've had some pin battles, and And I know the difference, and I know how long they last. Like the freshwater reels, I thought those were going to last long. They don't last long at all. They're a month or two, they're done. But it seems to me all the reels and all the manufacturers are making, they're not making them quality. They're making them to throw away, you know, just, and then you buy another one. Unless you're buying some.
Most of them, they call affordable throwaways.
Yeah. That's what about everything is now.
Yeah.
Well, I had a guy from like about 5 years in a row. He had three Daiwa Sweetfires, which he paid like, I think back at the time, were only like 16, 17 bucks a piece. He brought them suckers in once a year to have them greased, you know, cleaned and lubed. And I told him, I said, you can buy a new one.
Good though, but I've been around a lot of people that have those Stratics, and you hear those cranking noise like horrible. I'm like, man, what's going on with your reel? Isn't that like $300?
Stratics. Like,
oh, which Stratics?
Stratics are not.
Sure.
Anybody listening? Stratics are not salt water reels. They do not do well around salt.
Yeah, I don't know which one, but I know a lot of people that have used them, you know, at the pier and other places, and they have that grinding noise.
That would be salt water as well.
That's salt water and corrosion.
But, I mean, the Pin Battles, I mean, those are great reels. I love those. The Pin Fierce, I mean, I never had a problem with them. I don't fish a lot, but, I mean, every time I go out, they last a long time. If you lube them up and you can get 2 or 3 years out of them for $100, just throw them away and go buy another one.
Yeah,
right.
And the technology changes, too, so you're getting the good stuff. You know, you get older reels, and the technology's not there, and it's just not worth fishing with old, outdated crap, in my opinion.
Yep.
What can you do?
What can you do, bud?
We got more rain, I guess, is coming this weekend.
It's coming. Going to be a wet weekend tomorrow, so you need to come by and...
we'll find something for you to do like you did last Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor, you've been pretty...
I got a car to do at the car wash, so if that's the good thing about that little spot there. I got the beach. If it's raining, I can still work.
Yeah.
You still there at the car wash at the beach, Taylor?
Yeah. I'm still at the car wash. I don't stay there every day like I used to, but I'll go mobile and wherever I need to go to make some money.
Yeah, I hear you.
If I can, I get them to come up there because I don't like dealing with parking lots and people's driveways and trying to find water. It's a lot of work when you're mobile.
All right. Well, be careful
that
out there.
That was the last caller of the day, right? Y'all are about done.
Well, no, we had another one up there, but I think he might have heard you on there, so we hung up.
You chased him off.
Yeah. All right, buddy, be careful. Stop by the shop and say hey tomorrow. Whatever.
Yeah, about 8 o'clock and bring some sausage McMuffin.
McMuffin with cheese.
And some hash browns.
Yeah. We'll pay you for them. We will pay them. Okay? No, I'm serious. If you do,
get
bring
yourself
them, buddy.
A couple.
I'll pay you for them.
All right,
buddy.
All right,
buddy.
See you, Taylor.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we had... Yeah, he's gone.
We had another caller, but they disappeared.
Yeah, they disappeared.
You have a few seconds if you want to call.
Yeah. 904-831-1023 is the number.
Okay, I'll call.
Keith will call. But anyway.
Talk to yourself.
If you just tuned in late today, we did have a major announcement. The Gone Fishing Show is now Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show, brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. The radio station is the same, Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville. The phone number is the same, 904-831-1023. Oh, we got another caller coming in?
Maybe.
All right. Phone number is 904-831-1023. The website is changed. It's going from gonefishingshow.com. to fishfloridagonefishing.com. So it's fishfloridagonefishing.com. No G in the fishing. All right. Let's get this caller on. Knock
before
you
we lose him.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, caller. We got you.
Here we are.
Hello.
Hey, this is Jim Pritchard, if I can't.
Hey! I was getting ready to call you today.
Wow, it's a ghost. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, man. I'm about back with the living after the surgery, and I got fired up listening to y'all about fishing because all I've been doing is sitting and healing. And
now you want to fish.
And I was at, I'm actually got a question on the kayak thing. For somebody that's short and is challenged like myself, what would fit me? You know, what do you got out there? I'm specifically talking about What about the with the pedal type kayaks? I don't know anything about kayaks.
A serious question, Jim. What is your roundabout weight and height?
6'6", and right now I'm pumping about 260, 255.
6'6"?
I've slimmed up.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
you said you were short.
No.
I am.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He lacks.
I'm like, oh, that was a joke.
he lacks
yeah,
shortness.
Yeah.
What do you think,
yeah,
Donnie?
I'm definitely on the other side of the spectrum, you know, where nothing usually fits.
You're going to need at least like a Slayer 13 or... You know, 13-foot kayak. I mean, yeah. Well, no, the Slayer still make the Slayer.
Yeah, no. I was going to say Slayer or the Titan.
The Titan would be good for him.
The big Titan.
Yeah, the Titan's good as far as it's very wide.
That'd be a real good staple.
You could get the 10-foot Titan. I would make sure you get the landing gear with those Titans, though. That's what I have on mine. Makes it a lot easier to take in and out of the truck and wheel it down to the boat ramp.
Right.
I hear we're up against it. I'll call y'all next week.
All right. I'll hook up with you. All right.
Yeah, I'll get with you. Hey, I'll get with you tomorrow.
Okay, buddy. 904-831-1023. I want to thank Linnea Holiday, Donnie Leeper, Keith Secor for coming in today. And, Rick, you're going to be all right. Sorry, caller. We couldn't get you before the end of the show, but give us a call first hour next week. Y'all have been listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM. We will have more information as the weeks progress on this. Y'all please have a safe weekend, and we will see you next week on the Fishing Florida Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how. Cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Wendy's sells the most bacon cheeseburgers in America, so we're celebrating with Bacon Fest and turning up the sizzle with the bacon double stack in the $5 biggie bag. Get ready for tons of hot and crispy bacon hits, like the $5 biggie bag featuring the bacon double stack, four nuggets, small fries, and a small drink for just $5. Only with Wendy's Bacon Fest. Based on servings among quick service restaurants over a 12-month period ending March 2019. Source, the NPD Group Press. Price of participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Professional painters used to spend more time sanding some walls than painting them. But that was before Pro PPG Ultra Hide paint at the Home Depot. Ultra Hide covers existing wall imperfections fast, for smooth finishes and easier touch-ups, now in a lot less time. So even if your walls aren't perfect, at least your paint job can be. Pro PPG Ultra High Paint in 5-gallon buckets starting at only $70.98.